everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. A lot of big things popping today on the show, man. Where do we begin?
Well, was Brad Pitt doing something illegal in the 90s to cope with the pressure of fame?
Adam Sandler reveals what drastic change, y'all, to the script he demanded to agree to star in his latest movie.
Kelly Ripa is spilling the tea on why she had to get plastic surgery for her earlobes.
And Megan Thee Stallion is now labeled best granddaughter ever. Heidi, Frank, and Chewy look back at Hollywood couples that you might have forgotten was such a thing, and much, much more, but let's get it popping.
Yeah.
Now, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy, you're going to be joining us later on the show. But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, Headcrack, it's hard being famous, and don't we all know it? Lord have mercy. Well, Brad Pitt, of course, has had to deal with the pressures of fame. And you might be surprised to hear what he turned to at the height of his career to escape that pressure. Women? The almighty flower. Marijuana, y'all. You said that like, yeah.
Yeah, you can see it in his eyes sometimes. Like, yeah. You know, you felt like there was a lot of kids around, yeah. And, you know, his wife looked like she cursed at him a lot.
Yeah. Well, in a New York Times interview, Brad said this about being famous in the 90s. I spent most of the 90s hiding out and smoking pot. I was too uncomfortable with all the attention. So during that time, Brad was 25 to 35 years old and starred in huge movies like 1994's Interview with the Vampire, 1995's Seven, and 1999's Fight Club. But today, Brad feels like he turned the corner and he's in a place where he can enjoy life and being around people. So what y'all think about how he handled his career in the 90s?
That was interesting. It's amazing how people you would think when you're famous like that, that you could handle it, but a lot of people can't handle fame.
No, it's overwhelming at first. Like, when you first get in it, like, when people start knowing you and you start going places and then people get mad at you because you want to take a picture, sign autographs, like, it's very overwhelming for all those people to know you. Yeah. So you kind of got to have a vice to do something. I definitely smoked weed, especially in the 90s.
I feel like if he was at the start of his career now, he probably would have done crack. Because now we got social media people bothering you. Yeah. You got blogs talking about you. Yeah. You got people using their camera phones at you. Yeah. It would be way more pressure now. Because back then, it's kind of like, we just knew those stars when we saw them in the movies.
Yeah, you don't know who to trust. That the presence of the record label. Just everything is on you. You do want to hide.
Yeah, like, Brad Pitt's going to be the most famous person in, like, 95% of the rooms he walks into. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine it's a little stressful.
And a little good, though, because guess what? If he's walking in the room, not only is he 95% more famous, 95% of the women want to sleep with him.
This is true.
It's a lot of panties being thrown at Brad.
That probably scared him, too. That's a lot of pressure, too.
It is.
When so many people want you, darling.
Oh, my.
So much pressure.
Don't we know about that? Girl, darling.
Well, moving on, today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we thought it would be a great day to talk about this. Now, we know about the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King and his fight for equality. It lives on. Now, not only in our country's history, but in pop culture as well. So let's take a look back at some of the actors that have portrayed the legendary man over the years. Now, first of all, we have Paul Winfield, who I thought did an amazing job. Now, he was the first to star as MLK Jr. in the 1978 three-part biopic King, which earned him an Emmy nomination, as well as his co-star, Cicely Tyson, who played Coretta, and the late Ozzie Davis, who played Daddy King.
Not gonna lie, every year I would wait to watch this with my family. Mm-hmm. It was like one of the depictions that we always waited to see because it was just so good, so telling. It was truthful.
Like, I saw it so much as a kid, like when I would see Paul Winfield, I was like, oh, that's Martin Luther King. Like, right. He did that good of a job playing him.
Right. Well, I thought David Oyelowo will set the bar high for his portrayal of Dr. King in 2014 Selma, which was filmed right here in Atlanta and earned him a Best Actor nomination from the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards.
Oh, yeah, he did amazing.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Mm-hmm. Well, Samuel Jackson is said to have been an usher at MLK's funeral, so I think it's cool that he portrayed the leader on stage in the Broadway play The Mountaintop.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I picture him as like off-duty MLK. Man, he's we're tripping today.
Right. The MLK side we don't know or hear about.
We take his tie off.
Right.
Exactly.
Then we have Jeffrey Wright. He's known for playing iconic roles like Felix Leiter in James Bond franchise, as well as Colin Powell in the political drama W. And he played Dr. King in Boycott, a film that focused on the Montgomery bus boycotts.
I'm not going to lie. This actor is so dynamic. He can play a mixed person. He can play a Hispanic person. He can play Asian. He can play black. He can turn into anything. And it's so believable.
A politician, like, a drug dealer.
When I saw him in Shaft, when he was People's Hernandez, I was like, how's People's Hernandez going to be MLK? Then when I saw it, I believed it.
Yep. That's right. It's
He's a great actor.
He's amazing.
And lastly, New York undercover star Malik Yoba played MLK in the 2013 Lifetime movie Betty and Coretta, which starred Angela Bassett as Coretta Scott King and Mary J. Blige as Betty Shabazz.
Ooh. Yeah. Now, I haven't seen this one. I need to see this one.
So, okay, y'all. So, who do y'all think, honey, should play MLK next in 2020?
I mean, I don't know, like, if his son is interested in acting, but his sons look so much like him, like Dexter King and all of them. Like, mm-hmm. I think if he, like, you know, like, fasted for a couple weeks, I think he could totally play his pops.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think Gucci Mane should play him.
Okay, Gucci Mane and I didn't know. I was speaking another language. Kenny, I didn't know.
Yeah,
okay. You know who I was thinking? Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
I think he can embody it.
Yeah.
Y'all think y'all see that?
Which Idris? The one back then or the new one?
I couldn't.
Well, he's the only one. He old now, so.
Just... Like, you know what? She's lusting after MLK. It's going to change the whole weird narrative.
Well, it would have been a different life we see him in.
They lusted after him then, too.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Trust. Idris. Well, speaking of heroes, what makes a superhero, y'all?
Me.
Gary? Yeah, you looking like one.
Big
Captain
Bird.
Banana. Well, on today's debate, is Batman a superhero? So, Robert Pattinson, who is set to play the Caped Crusader in the upcoming film, The Batman, shared his thoughts on Batman's superhero status while appearing on NBC's Sunday Today with Willie Geist. Now, Robert said, Batman's not a superhero. It's weird. I always balk at it. I'm like, it doesn't count. You need to have, like, magical powers to be a superhero. Now, hey, Craig, I know you are our resident super galaxy of the universe. Can you please tell us?
Well, to be specific, this time we're talking about the DC Cinematic Universe.
Oh, yeah.
And, yo, like, Batman is absolutely a superhero.
Okay, what is he talking about?
He's good at fighting. Mm-hmm. Fire this man.
Right.
How you gonna play a man and you don't believe in the man you're playing?
I was getting ready to say that.
Isn't that something for him to say on the red carpet? Like,
we're supposed to have in your mind that you are that superhero.
That's right.
And he is a superhero.
Him and Robin. You want to see your movie now.
Right. I don't feel like Robert is really going to embody it because superhero is also a mind status.
Right.
Like, Batman truly believed that the money and the power that he had, he could use it for good. That was the whole thing between him.
Is that what that was?
And what he did. Yeah.
I love Michael Keaton as Batman.
He was great.
Mm-hmm. I love Michael
Keaton.
And
I didn't believe in it at first, but then when I finally saw it, I was like, oh, snap, this is the dude.
Adam West was the best Batman.
Who?
Adam West.
That was in the 40s, Gary.
But he was good,
He was good, but they've upgraded a little bit.
He had the chin.
He had the ill body style, though. Like, when you look at a man, be like, yo, Batman, go do some crunches, bro. Okay.
Little rectangle.
Up next, y'all, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy will remind you of some Hollywood couples you may have forgotten were together. Be right back after the break. Dish Nation.
If you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain and enjoying breathtaking visuals and gripping story, your answer is easy. Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a casual game anyone can play, but made for adults. You can spend as much or as little time as you'd like. In the game, I always find myself trying to beat my score and get to a higher level in between radio and dish. Best Fiends is a unique and exciting puzzle experience, unlike any other puzzle games out there. Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events, so it really never gets old. And what I really love about the Best Fiends app is it does not require the internet to play, which means it's great for traveling. If you're on the go like me, you can literally play anywhere, and you can even share your progress via social media or compete against other people. So engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. All you have to do is download it to have the fun. Best Fiends. You can get it free in the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Best Fiends without the R. Best Fiends. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, I thought it would be fun to maybe take a little stroll down memory lane and look at some past Smashers. There it is. Now, I don't know if you remember Rihanna dating Matt Kemp.
Yes,
you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Pro baseball player Matt Kemp. Now, they hooked up. Now, the two dated for a while. This was right after she had broken up with Chris Brown. So they were dated for a while, but then they ended up going their separate ways because of her touring schedule. So it didn't work out. But they were cute together.
They were very cute together.
You look at them like, that makes sense.
Totally.
I like it. Looks good. Didn't work out.
He's like a Florence Nightingale. He was like getting her back to health. Then when she got
after
healthy,
Chris Brown,
then
he freed that bird. Fly, bird, fly.
And then his career was never the same after that.
Right.
Like, he kind of declined.
So he was in love.
He was in love.
And she was in love. She left. No. Hit the road. I got one for you, though.
Yeah.
A-Rod Cameron Diaz.
Ooh.
That's right.
That was
it
like,
seems so weird now.
No 2010, way. So a decade ago now.
Yeah.
They met at the Super Bowl in 2010, dated for a year. So can you believe that J-Lo's man dated Cameron Diaz?
No way.
That seems like a lifetime ago.
Well, I bet you guys don't remember when Theo from The Cosby Show and Riley from The Boondocks had something going on, y'all. Do you remember that? Do you guys remember that one?
I don't.
You don't? All right, well, kind of, sort of. Well, Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo, and Regina King, who does the voiceover for Riley on The Boondocks, actually hooked up for years.
No, y'all. They didn't.
Yeah, they did. They lived together and everything, and apparently Malcolm...
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
And I cannot see Regina King with Malcolm Jamal.
I can't either.
I could. I totally could.
She's here.
No, but back then, he was there. Okay, it was Malcolm Jamal Warner in the 80s, y'all?
Oh, this was in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's why he broke it up. He was not worthy, and he knew it.
He wanted to be the big star in
you
the relationship.
So?
Maybe. I think that happened sometimes.
Yeah, she was still on her way up.
Ooh.
She was going to be a megastar, and she would eventually dump him.
Not worthy.
So get out now, so it looks like you dumped Regina King. I'd done the same thing, Malcolm.
He's probably in a fetal position in a corner right now crying.
I'd be crying, bro.
Well, I don't know if you remember Justin Bieber and Sophia Richie. They were a couple not too long ago. The two had a little fling before Justin settled down with Haley.
It was right before.
Bieber.
Right before that.
Yep, and then so now Sophia Richie is with Scott Disick.
Oh.
And of course, Justin Bieber is married to Haley.
All right, who would you rather be with? Justin Bieber or Scott Disick, if you had to pick?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
I would say Justin Bieber as
well. I mean, I guess.
I would say Justin Bieber.
Here's what I like. I think I like Regina King and Matt Kemp together if we're going to do like a little mix it up and put people
back
together.
That would be kind of hot.
I think that's hot.
Yeah. I like Cameron Diaz and Rihanna together.
Oh. Well, I'm not mad at that either.
I think
you beat me with the pairing there.
Okay, good.
Okay, you guys, Adam Sandler has a new crime movie in theaters called Uncut Gems. And if you haven't seen it, his character Howard Ratner is a pretty grimy guy. And he has a mistress named Julia, played by actress Julia Fox, all right? But Julia wasn't always the name of the character. Adam actually had to change it from the original name called Sadie. When asked about this name change, Adam said, and I quote, "That's my daughter's name. You can't have my daughter's name in this movie. My wife encouraged me to do the movie. As for my kids, I said I don't want them to see this until they're 60 or 70 years old."
Oh.
I don't blame him.
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen it either,
but I mean, apparently there's like Oscar buzz. He's real good in it. And you're like, wait, Adam Sandler?
Right.
Adam Sandler.
I don't blame the guy. If I had like a daughter, I don't know, kids.
Even your mom's name.
My mom's
like,
name.
What's your mom's name?
Zelenia.
Well, I think we're going to be okay. I don't know if that's going to be a problem.
I don't think it's going to come up much, really. Yeah.
Mom, I'm doing this movie.
My lover, who we have like hot, passionate sex, her name is Zelenia.
Zelenia.
Okay. All right, coming up, I'm going to tell you about all the fashion faux pas that caused Kelly Ripa to get surgery. All of this and more after the break. Dish
Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, on a commercial break during Live with Kelly and Ryan, Kelly Ripa revealed that she had surgery to tighten up something, y'all.
What?
Yeah, y'all, we got all the things.
All right, girl.
Check this out.
Because I am a child of the 70s and 80s, so my ear holes have torn through several times.
Oh, so do you have to get it, like, you have to get it fixed, right?
Yes, constantly. So
really,
I'm
constantly?
Looking... Yeah, because
it's so, it's like,
very
fragile
at this point.
I don't know about the earlobes, but yeah, she got her earlobes tightened, y'all. I kind of can see that, like, a lot of Black women, where I'm from, we have fights. And sometimes when you get into a fight, they will tear your earring off and then split your lobe.
But
so
that's,
I know,
why we take them off first.
But I know people, well, you ain't got time to take them off if somebody swing first, girl.
Oh, that's true. If you don't want to get swung off.
And they get ripped off or something.
So you grew up violent.
I didn't grow up violent, but I'm just saying, it's okay to get your ear repaired.
Right, right,
Does she hate her ears or something?
Well, you know, it's just like, it's very thin.
And, it is.
And, you know, as you get older, that skin, you've been wearing earrings, it get worn out like anything else. And so she had it, like, kind of clipped and tight. Tightened up so it'll look youthful.
Yeah. I don't know why people put them circles in their ears.
I find that to be very attractive. I do not
know
why.
Girl, when it's like this, real.
I like the little, when they do the little spheres in here.
So when they take it off, you just got a loop
in
your ear.
No, you need to leave it on. You need to leave it on forever.
Never seen nobody in their 50s with that. Or 60.
Yeah.
What happens to
it, right? Yeah. Well, y'all, speaking of surgery, Real Housewives of New Jersey star Jennifer Aydin, whose husband is a plastic surgeon, says she would support their 5 children having plastic surgery if they want to. Check it out.
You know, they're children. At the end of the day, I want them to be able to make the decision on their own, and I will support them in whatever they do. I just want to make sure that they're old enough and mature enough to just understand everything before they make that decision.
Sure. Yeah.
But I am an advocate. If they're not happy with something, let's change it.
No, I've been changed.
No, I've been changed.
She's been changed. She's an advocate for changing it because she's changed a few things, and she doesn't want to seem like she's doing a bad thing, probably in the eyes of her children. So when they get older, she's going to let them go ahead. As long as they're older, and if that's what they want to do, and they got the money to do it, why not?
It'd be nice if that daughter came home and said she wanted to be a boy, and that's a good change.
No, not
well,
change
that's not
like
quite.
That's
like plastic makeover. Surgery.
Oh, yeah, that ain't plastic surgery?
Well, I mean, it is, but that's not, that's different.
Gary.
That's changed.
No, we're talking like, you know, nose,
eyebrows,
chin, breasts.
Like, what age do you think is the right age to start allowing your kids to have plastic surgery?
But now, at a teenager, you're not getting anything done. You don't even know where your body going.
Right, not a child or a teenager, because you don't even know what you're going to fully developed to look
right.
You might really love yourself, because I done seen some ugly motherfuckers early on, but then they grow up and you be like, damn, you fine.
Yeah. Well, I kind of knew in high school that I knew as a teenager that I was going to always be a part of itty bitty community.
You're destined for flatness.
Yeah. It was never going to pop out. I was waiting for them to pop and they just never pop. Okay.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, find out what Megan Thee Stallion, honey, gave her grandma that loved her in tears.
Aww.
L.A. will tell you more about this after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all!
Hey!
I imagine when we were younger, we all dreamt to be rich and famous so we could buy our family members anything they wanted, right? Right?
Not all family members.
Yeah,
but
sure. Yeah, my family members
Right.
A couple. But yo, shout out to my girl Megan Thee Stallion, who wanted to show her grandmother how much she appreciated her and got her a dope-ass truck. Check this clip out, y'all. Yeah.
Ah!
Are you okay over there?
I'm fine.
That's the best. If you know, you know. That's like the best feeling in the world.
And now you know what to get Megan. Editing software.
Yes, not a great.
She can edit to the point to where grandma sees the car.
I'm actually not okay just because I have vertigo and now I'm nauseous. So
I got car sick
watching the video.
Did you ever do something nice like that for a family member once you became rich and famous?
Absolutely, man.
What'd you do?
One of the first big checks I ever got was just pay off the rest of my mother's home.
And
oh my God.
That was the...
I should have went first.
What did you...
I mean, I replaced all the old shag carpeting that had been there since 1970 when they built the house with brand new carpeting throughout the house.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I got to fly my mom first class, top of the line. Like, that's what I, when I had a little money and she wanted to come out to see me. It
to
was
the Bermuda
surprise.
Triangle.
And I haven't seen her since, but
it was her dream trip.
I didn't look at the flight number.
What?
And that's why I got such a deal.
How Frank can just take a beautiful moment and...
It's what I do,
Chewy. In the toilet.
Chewy, he's been taking 20 years of my beautiful moments and pooping all over them. And I still get in the car every day and drive here. Who's the idiot? Who's the idiot, man?
Why does Bob have to go to the Bermuda Triangle?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.